Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear George. Happy birthday to you.
We made it.
You're now 2 years old.
Blow out the candles. Blow out the candles.
Make a wish.
Did I get them all?
Sorry, you missed one. Make a wish.
I didn't make a wish. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Relight the candles.
Relight the candles. All right.
We gotta start the podcast.
Does anyone have a lighter? Does anyone have a lighter?
I didn't bring a lighter. The candles came pre-lit.
The candles came pre-lit. It's like pre-lit candles now.
Some people are so lazy.
For this anniversary, I've just gotten a bunch of the podcasters together, and we're just going to talk shit for an hour. Sound like fun?
Hey.
Great, I thought so too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our favorite memories of the last year of Kazumatsuri. So I am your host, Aspiety, of course, and we have joining us Linkthinks.
Yo.
It's been a while, Linkthinks. How's it feel being on the podcast?
Yeah, you know, I was gone for a while, and I'm still kind of gone most of the time, but I'm lurking, I'm posting shitty mashups, I'm doing all the great community stuff to just push us forward.
You just posted a Shalala Ecstasy and Linkin Park mashup, was it?
Yeah.
Very high quality.
doing my part as a community member.
If you haven't listened to it yet, please move over to our community music topic and give that a listen. It's fantastic.
Key fan covers, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we also have joining us the Rational Pie.
Hey there, how's it going?
You've become a bit of a regular on the podcast recently, so hopefully everyone's familiar with you now, but this is probably one of the more silly podcasts you've been on.
Yeah, we'll see if I can keep up with everybody's pace.
We'll see. Joining us again, we have Rablasan.
I'm back! Yay!
Yeah, it's been a while.
I forgot this site existed. Hey! No, I'm kidding. I'm not that bad. No, it's good to be back. Oh, this is fun. It's like nothing changed.
We also have Biscuit Dough.
Not damn it.
And joining us once again, we have Yerion.
Pico Pico? Pico Pico Pico!
Oh god, he's still potato. Oh.
Have you taken over the website yet there, Yerion?
Pico Pico? Pico Pico Pico? Pico Pico Pico?
You want my blessing for another year?
Buddy!
I think I can probably commit to that.
Oh, that's right. Link, wasn't that a prediction of yours?
That was one of my predictions.
So obviously Kazumatsuri has grown a huge deal since we were last together a year ago.
Damn, Kaza, you put on pounds.
Like, I think we're at over 1,000, like 1,200 likes on Facebook now. I think it's somewhere in the round of 700, 800 Twitter followers. So we're doing pretty good.
How is the site member count? Out of curiosity.
Our forum member count is 629. That's a lot of lurkers.
Whoa. That lurker count.
And only 363 of those have the basic badge.
Even then, like, I'm sure only... Like, how many... Actually, we can count this. How many members do we have?
154.
Well, that's better than I thought.
And we have, like, 12 who actually post.
Considering we have, what, to... like 70 people in the Discord, that's a good active number.
Yeah, I think that's pretty impressive. Like, I wasn't expecting Kazumatsuri to be as successful as it is today, so we've accomplished a lot, guys. Pat yourself on the back to everyone who has contributed to this wonderful community. So basically, yeah, the plan of this podcast is we're going to go around a circle and we're going to have a big love-in of, like, our favourite memories of Kazumatsuri. And you guys can just jump in at any time with anything you want to add, and it should be a lot of fun. So I'm going to pass the baton to Yerion.
Okay, well, I think your guys's, or the rest of the forum's favorite memory seems to be the one time I said delicious lolly in the Charlotte 30-second recap. Just, was taken completely out of context. I was talking about French toast, and instead it got turned into me talking a whole meme about me talking about the lollies being delicious. And
Yurian, how does it feel to be a meme?
It feels like I'm one step closer to being like Aspie.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Can we turn the tables and ask Aspie how he feels about being a meme?
Aspie, how does it feel to be an old meme?
Oh, an old meme.
Aspie, oh, you're turning into Aspie. Oh, almost is an Aspie meme now, then, isn't he?
I never asked for this.
Aspie's gonna start using himself.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. I think this is just probably going to be the meme podcast at this point. Let's be honest. I guess like a big thing is like how Discord has kind of sprung up and really helped brought this community together in a whole new way. I think it's like accomplished a lot more for at least voice calls than Skype ever did. Like, look at this. How many people have we got listening to this podcast right now? We got 7
people. Not enough.
And 6 people.
Not enough.
You know, that's a huge number. So Discord, I want to thank for helping bring this community after it sort of tore it apart for a little bit. It kind of brought us back together in the end.
We became stronger in the end, damn it.
Yes, we did. Biz, share us a memory. Share us your good memories.
I have to share a good memory. All right. Well, we're going to go all the way back to the beginning of the year, and let's talk a little bit about that Air Book Club, baby. That was the good times right there. I mean, not only did we go into this thing, like, with a lot of people not really having much of an appreciation for Air, and I mean, because our anime adaptation was very good. But, like, we got to read Air, and everyone got to appreciate it and stuff, and that was cool. But I got to do something really fun for that. I got to do that first Kazumatsuri chorus, where a whole bunch of people chipped in, and we sang Farewell Song, of all things. Like, what the fuck? Who would have thought it wouldn't have been Torino Uda? But I was adamant. And that's the way I ended up singing, and that was a ridiculous experience for me. So looking at Kazumatsuri, like, not only as just, like, a super cool community that you come hang out and have fun time and stuff, like, it's actually something that, like, through my own contributions has actually, like, kind of helped develop my own character and, like, kind of helped develop, like, my life in a way, and I got to do some projects that I've always been interested in doing, like, playing with sound audio and making stuff fun. So it's
Kazumatsuri has inspired me so much to make more shit.
Yeah, it's a life experience for me, and it helps motivate to kind of do these kind of projects, and that's why we're doing another one right now, and it's gonna be fucking awesome, and you're gonna look forward to it.
Oh yeah, I mean, the Air Book Club is probably easily like my favorite memory of Kazumatsuri. Just, you know, getting everyone together to like read this vision novel that a lot of people haven't read before, and just discovering all this new meaning. And the podcast was so good. Oh my god, just the discussion, the fan art, so much fan art. It was really cool, and I'm really hoping the Clannad Book Club, it might not be as good, but hopefully it still lives up to that standard in people's eyes.
Man, I gave Air the ending at least a lot of shit, but I really enjoyed the book club and Air as a whole. Just, it was hilarious, and we had a ton of fun. And
shout out to
we did.
Yeah.
It was a lot different from the Planetarian one.
Shout outs to Johnny.
Johnny!
Shout outs to all those dumb memes. The fucking Kano podcast is the most amazing shit talking podcast of ever.
And I turned into Pico Robot. Potato Robot.
And that's kind of where the whole Kyron thing started. Just getting on Mumble and just spamming text-to-speech, which we soon discovered would be on Discord as well, which, much to people's annoyment. Is annoyment even a word? I think I just made
probably
that up.
Probably not.
Yeah. But yes.
It's a word to us.
If I'm going to put on my linguist hat, if everybody understood it, it is officially a word now.
Kyron's a word! Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Happy
Oxford
birthday,
Dictionary,
Kyron.
Where you at?
Those dictionaries are shit now. I'm pretty sure the word of the year last year was the winking emote.
Yeah. They're doing like emojis for words of the year now.
talk.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the word of the year from the American Linguistic Society was the singular they, but that's another topic.
Okay, guys, what is the Kazumatsuri's word of the year? Oh, that's a tough one. Kite is up there. Let's say Kite is a tough one.
Kite is really high up there. But it kind of fell off.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Aspie.
Aspie was the word of the year 2014.
I'm going to say kind.
Masakaga.
Can I say hype? Because we
had so much hype.
I want to say hype because there's just been mad hype throughout the whole, like, it's the fucking year key, dude.
That's
like,
true.
It just hasn't stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Harmonia!
Yeah, we got Harmonia hype, which is still happening because it got delayed. And that Charlotte hype was really big, too. Yeah.
It was.
We got really hyped for Charlotte.
It was.
We also have the hype for the rewrite anime that's coming.
You know how to fucking laugh, Aspie? Fuck all that shit, man. It's all about the Angel Beats hype, baby.
Angel Beats was a thing for a day. It came out.
And tomorrow after.
All of us realized we couldn't read it.
Yeah, tomorrow after!
There's a bit too much hype going on at once.
See? Word of the year, hype.
All right.
I think the word of the year should probably be translation because we're actually getting shit in English now.
That's good. That's a good call.
Yeah.
That's a strong word. English.
Rabbler. Give us a memory, Rabbler.
Oh, where do I start? As mentioned earlier, I'm not the most active on the forum anymore, but I do like to partake with the community a fair bit. And.
You were one of the first ones, so.
I am a founding member. Yeah. We've been having a lot of fun this year, though. What about it? What are you... Yeah, we have a lot of stupid topics going around. What is it? Shitposting topics, I think they're called, officially. No,
A shout out to the Angelo topic.
Angelo.
Oh, gosh.
What do you want from me?
My favorite... memory from the last year is just in general, I love watching the community grow and having new people to talk to and having new people to play with. We've nearly finally got enough people for a Kazumatsuri raid team in Final Fantasy XIV. It's gonna happen this year.
Yes! We do!
Everyone's hitting level 60, we're actually gonna beat something.
Rabla, of course, being mainly known for the amazing ability to convert all members of Kazumatsuri into Final Fantasy XIV players.
Hell yeah.
Man, they even got me in, and I had never even played an MMO before. So that's...
Yarian's doing very well, and Ika, who already tried the game once and wasn't that big on it, has since come back and is well in.
I canceled my subscription yesterday.
Oh, the patch is coming out.
Yeah, but money.
Yeah. And I hear even Peeps is going to look at it, which is more than I ever would have expected.
Yeah, because he only plays Mobigay and Vision Rolls.
And the rhythm games. He is the rhythm master, of course.
Yeah, rhythm games.
Yeah, he's the rhythm king.
Oh, he's so good. He's like legitimately really good. I've seen some of his stuff.
He's also our professional weightlifter.
Oh, he's so
buff, Peeps.
So
we need a picture.
If you guys
of
have ever
met,
if you guys ever get to meet Peeps in like real life, just don't freak out. He's big, like muscles, not fat.
He might pick you up and throw you.
Look, he's gonna hug you because he's a really nice guy and he wants to meet the community. He might kill you. It's an accident.
I'm worried for my life now.
No, shout out to Peeps. He should be here today, but unfortunately he can't be.
Yeah. He's at home having a good time though, so.
You guys are all cool.
Thanks, Rabla. You're pretty alright yourself.
Pretty alright? Oh, fuck that.
You're decent at best.
That's the one. That's the one.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow. I also just brought to mind, shoutouts to our webmaster, Upfanon, aka Technology. she has kind of like been in and out of the community. Like she's like kind of been the grand overseer that doesn't really interact much, but is always observing. And recently, since we opened our Discord chat, like she's become a lot more involved in the community. Shout and it's really shout out to Discord, bringing people together, baby. Yeah. But yeah, just like she's done an amazing work for the site in the last couple months alone. Like she's been working almost every day trying to get Kazumatsuri to a really awesome place. And just like, just for example, we all of yesterday she was working on a bot for the Discord chat, and she finally got
Yumemi.
It done. Yumemi. Yumemi is now live, people.
On our Discord chat, we do have a Yumemi bot over there hanging out with the new sunglasses. Which, by the way, in case anyone is wondering why she is wearing those sunglasses, this is entirely Aspirity's fault.
Of course.
Because he called her Yumeme, so it's done. Sorry.
I'd also like to give a little bit of a shout-out to CJ Lim, 2007, because he has also been working on a bot for a while, and he helped up to get everything
So this was a collaborative effort, yeah. So shout out to CJ too for getting Yumemi live. She can do lots of cool things. She can like verify users for us, and she can generate aphorisms just by talking to her. And soon we're hoping that she'll be able to connect with Discourse and be able to tell people when there's new threads and new posts and stuff. So that'll be really exciting. So yeah, shout out to Yumemi.
Okay, so I just recently became a lot more active on the forums. Around this time last year, I really wasn't doing a whole hell of a lot on Kazumatsuri.
Yeah, and we were there.
I was there. I was there
That's
on
a
and
good
off.
Post, man.
But actually, what really got me involved in Kazumatsuri was listening to this podcast last year, the Kazuversary podcast. I just remember, you know, sitting on the bus. It was fucking cold outside. It was February. It was awful. And I was just sitting there listening to the Kazuversary podcast. And I thought, you know, this sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to get more involved with this group. And maybe someday I could even be on the podcast. And that would be super awesome. So worked out.
Didn't it?
What happened?
You made it. Nice, you made it, smooth, dude. And silky voice to it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might.
I named Pi. I gave him the title high level encounter because everyone should try to be like Pi. he's contributed some amazing shit. Like, have you seen that art? That character design discussion topic. Holy shit!
Well, Helios started that one. Helios was the one who came up with the idea for it. So, props
True,
to Helios.
Yeah, it was you. It was you and Helios, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Helios came up with the idea, and I wrote up the actual like first post for it and added a little bit of my own ideas. Yeah. But yeah,
speaking of Helios, Alpha.
Speaking of Helios,
you can go ahead and finish by go on.
Oh no, but so I think just in general, like my favorite memories have sort of been around the podcast and posting more on the forums and. Clannad Book Club has been awesome. Just actually getting news and seeing everybody talk about the news. This has been an awesome year for Kazumatsuri, in my opinion, but maybe I'm biased because it's my first like serious year being a part
of the
community.
Year. No, man.
I mean,
it's an awesome year cool for key fans, dude.
One of the cool things, though, about you is like you put yourself out there, too. Like we've had times in this Clannad Book Club where like people haven't been able to, you know, hop in for their podcast, or like even I didn't make it one day, and you know, you're there to fill the spot, and that's cool. Like that, and this kind of goes for anyone who like starts doing the podcasts and gets through that that process of approval or whatever. Is like just putting yourself out there, and you know, you can make content just like the rest of us. It's all one community. Like we're all looking to make stuff together, and I think going forward and looking back, looking at these two things. Looking at the timeline of Kazumatsuri, like definitely the best parts of Kazumatsuri are the community made projects. So like looking at like the Little Buster School, or looking at, you know, the chorus and things like that.
Or
looking at Masakaga even, which is hilarious. Even though that was made by a very small group of people. Like just doing stuff together really brings out and helps the community shine, I think. Community projects. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've all come to the conclusion.
Cause of chorus.
We've all come to the conclusion that, like, looking at this podcast, which is kind of like, obviously podcasts are kind of something that's in question right now. Like, just kind of sad. But, like, looking forward, I feel like community combined effort stuff is definitely something that we are all looking forward to doing a whole lot more of for everything, podcasts and otherwise.
Man, speaking of community content, shout out to Suika Shoujo for all of her amazing covers that she posts.
Oh, yeah. Suika, yeah, she has produced some amazing, like, she's just always singing, like, that's her passion. And she's produced some pretty impressive covers of different key songs. Like, when she first joined, she was just, like, posting a new one every day, and it was awesome. So shout-outs to her, I mean, definitely.
All community content creators and, like, fan artists and cover, like, it's, like, talk about motivational. Like, I suck at drawing, but, man, I really want to just sit down and draw some stuff. And, like, I may not be the best singer, but damn it, I want to sing, and, like, I want to keep, you know, trying to move forward in that, just because it's very inspirational, seeing all these people putting out so much just super cool stuff. We should even, like, make a montage for a video in this, and, like, putting all these creations and stuff together. But, like, it's fascinating. I don't know, that's so cool.
I'll chuck some stuff in the video, sure. Some fan stuff.
Didn't Japesland's album come out in the past year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was last year.
That was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it must have been.
Did a remastering thingy. I don't know. What was that? He re-released
the key saxophone.
He wanted to re-release it in FLAC.
Yeah, he did release it in FLAC, didn't he? Anyway, he did like a full like saxophone arrange album of a bunch of different famous songs from Key's like repertoire, and it's really fucking good. Like, I've used some of those in my podcast. They're that good.
Shout out to RPG Casters Anime and Verse.
Yeah,
which is another really amazing project, which I'm not sure if it inspired him or not, but Aizen's done his kind of special covers as well, which have been really fun and cool.
Yeah.
Really original.
Yeah. Aizen has such a cute voice.
Aizen's our Ricky.
Yeah. unless you count Taka, who's like...
Oh, yeah.
Well, Takafumi, shout out to Takafumi. I called him the craze creator because... He'll just come in one day and he'll just make something. And it's like, how do you make that? It's like, I don't know, I just did it. Like, he's just, like, I think it was, what's up, you, Biz, who said he pulls talent out of nowhere.
He's incredible. He knows so much.
Who said that?
About, like, the, like, visual novel systems and stuff. Like, it's crazy. He knows so much. Like, if you ever want to make, like, a doujin or a fan VN using, like, one of the established like VN things, like you probably talk and help you out. We have like there's even the whole topic about like
real life for dummies.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Man, that topic is just so
pretty
amazing.
I'm pretty sure Taka made real life, honestly. I think that's a conspiracy.
Taka is Bubba. Yeah. Also, we skimmed over it before, but shout-outs to Helios Alpha, who has been phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Releasing, yep, you know, so, like, the rest of Planetarian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not an overstatement.
I think I actually went through and figured out, like, how many upvotes per post everybody gets, like, how many likes per post, and... Helios was at the top of that list, or really close. So
wow, yeah,
that's not just surprising.
Yeah, you know, he did his Jerusalem translation, and recently his Hoshinohito translation,
and is also the master of finding audio files.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't you
if you want a sound file from a key game, you just ask Helios, and he'll hook you up. It's amazing.
He just has them all, you know.
Yeah, not Hoshinohito.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't Hoshinohito. No, it was Tiresis and Ament. Yeah. I never heard
Hoshinohito was
name.
One who had already been translated.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. But yeah, just... check out all of those Planetarian side stories if you haven't already, because they actually like continue the story and like expand the universe so much, and it's just, you need to check them out, they're awesome. We're kind of like stopped going in a circle at a point. Link, share us a memory.
So since the Air Book Club was kind of already taken, that was probably my high as well, but the Secret Santa was actually a lot of fun. I'll cover this for Pepe too. Pepe is gone. But the Secret Santa, I really enjoyed that a lot. I put a lot of time into making this really crappy drawing, and I still ran out of time to like color it. I felt really bad about it, but it was just super enjoyable. Getting my gifts was amazing, and it was just super fun to see what everyone else got. There's some seriously generous and amazing people in this community. And
Getting my gift made me feel shit for the gift I gave someone.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
gift was crazy.
Yeah, I hear that.
I still need to give Marcus his stuff, so he can pester me all he wants until he gets that, because we had a little bit of a mishap there.
That's cool. I still need to post pictures of the stuff that I got.
Oh, wow. Yeah, if you saw, like, the person who gave me my thing gave me a huge box of Little Buster stuff, which was probably valued around $200. It's just fucking crazy.
Really, really, really cool. Lots of, creation and, like, personalization in those gifts that...
Yes.
I think
I'm
really
going to put in more effort next year, I promise.
And it's it's like Link says, like, there's just the amount of sheer... It's amazing. Like, there's so many good people in this
Christmas
community.
Spirit.
Like, there's so much to learn as well. Like, I feel like we all have things to learn from that.
At least, man.
I did. Like, when I saw that box home, I was just like, shit, next year I'm gonna have, like, the coolest gift ever. Like, I'm gonna start planning in the summer, like, what I'm gonna do for Secret Santa, because there's no doubt about it. We're doing it again this year. Like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And shout-outs to Pepe for actually running that as well.
Yeah, Pepe's my main man, pretty much. He's like the puppet master, making Kaza run behind the scenes. Well, I guess that's probably up for none, let's be honest. But, you know, Pepe, without Pepe, Kaza Matsui would not exist right now.
He's a Japan correspondent, you know, as he was deemed so long ago. Being where he lives, he has a much better grasp on, like, news as it comes. And he
has been talking to President Baba and a bunch of other staff from Visual Arts on our behalf and, like, representing Kaza Matsuri. And I think that's fucking cool.
It's crazy. Like, he does a lot of, like, you know, let me help you buy stuff from Japan Topic and stuff that he has for members and things. And it's like, you think about it, or at least I think about it, because I know I've had him help me a lot before, but just looking at it, like, from my perspective, the amount of work that he puts in to, you know, collect that stuff and ship it off, it's a lot of work. And, like, I even, like, every now and then I gotta tell him, like, dude, I really appreciate you, because, like, I don't want you to feel underappreciated for the insane amount of work that you do. Like, he's a really, really good guy.
I've been on the receiving end of that too. It's really awesome. We're gonna be really sad when he leaves Japan, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be sad. But you know, he'll still be here with the community, guys. It's not like he's leaving.
Rip Pepe.
Pepe, no!
He will be missed.
We only wanted you for your Japan. Anyway, Biz, let's talk about Angel Beats.
Yeah, I'll talk about Angel Beats. I know, like, I said Kaza Chorus earlier first, because I wanted to kind of... No, I'm going to put my small stuff first, and then I'll talk about the real stuff later, right? I said that the word of the year was hype, and I ain't even playing. Like, the word of the year is hype, because the AB hype for the first, like, chunk of this year was just absolutely insane. And it's still going on now, like... Even without any real news coming out, I'm like, holy shit, any other day, like, we might get some more news about Angel Beats. And, like, I'm sure that I speak for other people when I say that this
project that he is working on. What they're doing with Angel Beats is like highly possible for a lot of people, like that this could be like the king of key visual novels, with the sheer amount of work that they're kind of putting into it and what it could be, and just looking at the character designs and whatnot.
The scale is ridiculous.
There are a lot of people who are extremely excited for this thing. And like, the amount of hype that, like, not just the novel itself, but all the other things that are going on around it, from the fact that Heaven's Door novels are still coming out. I'm pretty sure we're going to be in another one in April. The 10th
and
volume.
The licensing.
There's an official license. There's a localization of the Heaven's Door manga, which
came
out
this
month. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that you can actually buy it now. I think it might have released. I need to check on that. That you can get the first issue of Heaven's Door in English. And, I mean, I think the next one's in March. Like, they actually, if you go on Amazon right now, you can actually see what their release windows are for future volume localizations up until, like, probably the fourth volume. They should have, I think, four out by the end of this year, which is, that's cool.
Honestly, like, I'm just thinking from a community perspective here. The last year has pretty much been... Kazumatsuri's been instrumental in getting people to realize there's more to Angel Beats than the anime. And it's kind of like, it's almost like reviving that interest in Angel Beats in people. Because, honestly, when I founded Kazumatsuri, I wasn't big on Angel Beats. Like, I'd seen the anime, it's like, it's okay.
It's hard. Like, it's extremely hard. I had to, like, pester people for, like, 6 to 8 months to try to, like, read Heaven's Door and, like, try to get a grasp of the extended, like, what else that universe has to offer. Whenever you look at
amount
of holes in the anime,
and I finally did
get to get people into it, and then, like, they get how much it is and how it's fascinating. It's a really good idea. It doesn't just stop with, like, me, for example, like, going out telling people, oh man, you should check out some more Angel Beats, it's pretty cool. It goes further than that. Whenever you just look at Key as a business, like looking at them and what they have to do to try to sell that to people is like, that's hard. And there are still people out there. I know that there are reviewers out there that didn't even read the damn thing and are just like, oh, it's just anime re-release. But like, it is a very adamant selling point that they're like, this isn't the anime. This is different. There's more here than what you would suspect. So, like, they're definitely trying really hard to make sure that they gauge interest there. And
yeah,
it's also
interest.
It's kind of the missing link in all of the other excitement of localizations. Like, we have, everyone is losing their minds over Little Busters X getting, you know, or Little Busters Perfect Edition getting released. That's amazing. Like, I couldn't be more excited. Angel Beats could totally be...
Shout out,
like,
to the hype party on Discord when that was announced.
Angel Beats could totally be my favorite thing, like, when it's finished and all, you know, in 10 years or whatever. But, like, Little Busters is always the best in my heart, and it could stay that way until the end. I don't know. We'll find out later. But, like, the hype behind that is ridiculous. But, you know, Sekai Project's localizations of Kanon, Planetarian, and then you have the Little Busters and Tomoyo After, and then you have Harmonia as the new VN that's coming out in English, which is just, like, unprecedented. Angel Beats is the missing link, you know? And so there's a lot of kind of pressure there and kind of contention among people of, like, when are they going to say something, you know? Like, it's really exciting.
I'm just waiting for that announcement at this point.
Talk about an opportunity, too. Like, you could argue that, you know, between Clannad and Angel Beats, like, which one of them is more widespread popularity among, you know, English-speaking areas.
It's really, like...
Opportunities!
This feels like practically everyone who's watched a bit of anime seems to have watched Angel Beats. At least other people I know or the people, like, at my school.
You know, when Angel Beats,
like, huge potential there.
When it was first coming out, we also had the trial TL project. that Taka was, and Tanuki something kind of came in and said, here are the tools. Kind of fell flat eventually.
Kaze was doing a lot of those translations as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Kaze.
Even before the trial translation project, do you remember we had that stream the night Pepe got his copy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all jumped in Skype and on the hitbox. Oh, that was
fun. I want to say, I'm actually really happy, and I feel like Angel Beats has actually brought a lot of content and a lot of people in this community together. Not only for, playing with that project, but there are people who, they fought it out with some text hookers and actually, read through the VN. Taking, hours and hours. I read the trial. It took me, 8 hours to actually read it and grasp it fully, or at least as closely as I could. And then there are also members, obviously, on our community that are learning Japanese, either for that specifically or helping themselves to, practice by reading it together. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, we're about to do a little kind of book club thing. G. Hagler's setting that up, and I think Pepe and I are going to join in. I don't remember who else is on that, but we also got we brought some other people in from other places who made an account just to do this book club thing with us, and I think we're going to start that in March. That's going to be pretty cool.
Sweet. Yeah, look forward to that, guys. I just want to do a shout-out to forum member Bonecuss. He's my bro on Kazumatsuri, where we're just always hanging out and doing shit together. But he's especially noteworthy for creating a lot of interesting shit. He created an aphorism generator for Little Busters, which is really fucking cool. Basically, if you remember the whole aphorism scene where it's famous quotes coming out of nowhere, you can basically, we have an animation set up where you can just punch in some text and it'll generate an aphorism for you. It's really fun. We've just been doing it whenever someone says something stupid. And even Yumemi is programmed to create aphorisms on her own now, so.
And that's the aphorisms really cool are just so much fun. I used to, back when we were in Skype, I would used to go in and I would make a video for an aphorism, but that was so hard. I'm so glad that Bonecuss finally did this generator thing so we can shitpost all we want.
And also shoutouts to the Little Busters Minecraft School, which we skimmed over. We've been working on that on and off for years. I know Bonecuss and me are probably the project heads, but I know Rabla here has contributed to that as well.
Continued contributions to the shout out podcast, since we're talking about Bonecuss, also known for probably the best entry on the Charlotte in 6 minutes video, which was hilarious.
we can't
get Bonecuss on any podcast because he refuses to do it, but he did that intro.
If you could, he'd probably be good at it.
Fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout outs to that. And the Little Busters Minecraft School is pretty much complete, if only for just a little bit of work that needs to be done before we can actually go live with it. So you can look forward to that very soon, hopefully.
Yeah, people will get to see that soon.
Yarian, didn't you have something you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so. Not the top.
How's
the
movie night?
Oh yeah. When did we start that? I don't remember when that was. Yeah. Well.
It was like Air Book Club, wasn't it?
It was around then. Yeah, because we watched the movie and the series for Kaza Movie Night. That was the second or third time.
I demanded that we watch the Air movie together, because everyone was reluctant because. Oh, Toei and the Conan movie so bad, and I'm just no, Air is awesome, we need to watch this movie. And I'm really happy that we did get to watch it for a lot of reasons. One, because people were it wasn't that bad, and some people were hey, that was actually kind of a cool take, and then some other people were holy shit, these edgy Yukito pictures are fantastic. So everyone got something out of that experience.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan basically, who's dead now, rest in peace, you know, except for Line, was like, let's do a movie night. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. And then Event Lord Ian was like, no. And we said, screw you. And we did it anyways.
Victory for the little guys.
So that's been pretty fun. We've been doing that every other week. I kind of put it on hiatus recently because I've been busy and I've been trying to rework how we're actually going to do that, but I'll probably restart that up in March again or something.
Cool.
But that's fun. We always get a good turnout, I think, usually. Except for when no one shows up.
I think
up.
The Clannad one was pretty good, too, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. That might be one of the best ones. The
Link, Clannad, you need to shout out your Air Movie album. Because I think that's one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, I went through the Air Movie again in English because I felt that... I mean, the thing that was really lacking when we watched it during movie night was obviously the English dub. And it made it a lot better, but I made sure to capture all the best images and I tossed them in an album. But yeah, you got that.
That one it's there, very the preview one is pretty damn good.
They're the all rest. Really good.
I'll put some up in the video. You'll have to give me that link again, Link. All link right. me the link, Link. Just a little thing I wanted to bring up. It's not really a big cuzzer thing, but if you go on Twitter, voice actress for Kamari Kamikita in Little Busters, Natsui Yanase. She's been tweeting a lot in English lately, and like a lot of the cosmic community has just been having random conversations with her, which I think is really cool. Just a little thing I wanted to bring up. You know, you can tweet her in English and she will absolutely respond to you. It's really cool.
You can also tweet Maida in English and he might respond to you. Cause...
Oh yeah, we got a tweet from Maida.
Yeah.
Who made a Twitter to play his games.
Yeah, I wished him luck. I wished him luck in his Mahjong adventures, and he said thank you.
Nice.
And so Kazumatsuri has officially interacted with Jun Maida.
It's done, guys. We can all go home. Kazu's over. We reached our goal.
We win.
Maybe I can spin that around and ask him if we can get that Mahjong minigame for the Hisako route in Angel Cube.
Oh my god. Yes, we should say that.
His response will be Baba already said no.
He did.
Yeah. This year also saw the beginning of the Kazumatsuri Patreon, which has been kind of mind-blowing how generous everyone's been towards that. Like, I still haven't paid off the Clannad Book Club prize pack because I spent a lot of money on that, but that's pretty much what all the donations are going to at the moment. And God, you guys, you give us too much money. I swear, like, once the book club is over, I'm going to have to find some big things to put that towards because, yeah, you guys have chosen to invest in this website and keep it. Like, it doesn't need ads because of you guys. Like, we can just run it completely free. Of ads or anything.
Other things that those bits of change go towards is, of course, making Kazumatsuri the fastest running thing ever. Gotta go fast.
You know, I think ever since those donations came in, Up for Nine has been working extra hard to make sure that, like, the website meets people's expectations.
That's why you get those lightning fast aphorisms from you, Mimi.
Those are very fast aphorisms.
Shout outs to Bonecuss. Nekem, the Rational Pie here. Also Pepe and Zeta Fairlight. Oh. And also Ryu Tamatsu and Days of Summer. Like, especially Days of Summer, because he is giving us a lot of money.
A small portion.
God, a small donation each month. Ryu too, he's putting in quite a lot. But yes, thank you so much to all of you who have chosen to give, like, generously to Kazumatsuri, because of you, we can completely pay for running the site and make everything really fast, and who
as
knows,
well
like,
continue
what
to
we're
make
gonna do
better.
With it till that. Yep. So yeah, lots to look forward to. I already have, like, numerous big projects I'm working on that I can't really talk about yet, but when you see them, I really hope you'll be happy with them. And of course, I use Bonecutter's money to buy food.
As a butts,
I'm sure he'd be happy.
I gave permission.
He said, Ashby, you have my permission to use my donation to buy a burger. And I did.
Is that the burger from the burger picture?
No, that was like $30. Oh wait, which burger picture are you talking about? I took a billion burger pictures.
Fucking hell, Aspie.
Favorite burger pictures is Aspie's endless amount of burger pictures on Twitter.
Oh yeah, my favorite chasm memory is that me and Aspie and Bonecoss started tweeting each other all the fast food we buy.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That was a thing
my favorite. My favorite Kaza-related, food memory definitely has to be that beef tongue curry that I made. Oh my god, that was so tasty!
Oh yeah,
no, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that was you.
Good job.
That.
And you know what else we're going to be doing? You started the necessity for the Kazamatsuri bar topic. We're going to start mixing some tea drinks.
Oh god.
Shout out to every single person who's made a post outside of the introduce yourself topic. Congratulations.
Yep. Yeah. you made it past the introduce yourself topic. Good job, guy.
You're a cool guy.
Shout outs to Sekai Project and especially Yui Man and Leslie, also known as Cloud on the forums. Like, we had the awesome podcast together with you guys I think it was Cloud ended up dying in a hurricane, which was quite interesting.
If
you haven't listened to that yet, you probably should. That was an amazing podcast. And we had the whole interview too with the wider translation team, which was really fucking cool. And you know, they've been super supportive of the book club too. If you go on the Clannad Steam forum, you actually find my topic for promoting the book club is actually pinned right up there with like the rules and stuff. So like, they really like care about it and like want it to succeed. So thank you so much for the support, Sekai Project. Like, it means a lot.
And they actually,
and of course,
to
thanks
podcasts,
for making
so...
the game. Yeah,
thanks for that little thing called Clannad. Yeah, but
yeah, thanks for that too. And all your
Sekai-senpai.
Your punny translations. Sekai, no, was it Senpai Project? Yeah. Shout out to Bowie for his amazing analysis in air and just like creating crazy stories by looking at background CGs.
that was
the most intense podcast things ever.
That's amazing. Shout out to Ika for being so full of energy and just being a generally really positive influence in the community.
Great.
Shout out to Eotheria's sexy voice and awesome discussion. Shout out to Ken for being our resident shit poster, but also keeping it real and like getting some great discussion happening.
Shout outs to everyone who was brave enough to participate in our Kazamatsuri courses.
We've had a lot of new members come in too recently, like Kuketsuki Miu, like been posting on the forum. I had to draw attention to, I think it was October Pumpkin. Yeah, that's what she's called. She went and like read through all of Clannad just to catch up with the book club midway through, which is really impressive. So I gave her the title of speed reader to honor that achievement. Naoki Saten is like our straight man, and he's always, you know, keeping the intelligent discussion going, and you know, he was really cool to have on the podcast too. So
I wanted
that was
to
awesome.
Give my own personal shouts to Days of Summer and Naoki Saten, because for the very kind of divisive and interesting experience that the Charlotte Book Club was, I actually really enjoyed the content that those two put out for that book club, so I wanted to thank them both for making that a much more enjoyable experience.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to Review Tomatsu for being my favorite, apparently. I think I gave him that title after the whole Patreon thing, but he got binned by Days of Summer, so I also have a sneaking suspicion that he was my Secret Santa person, so if that's true, then thank you for that. Did you have a shout out, Aaron?
Shout out to all the members of the Rebellion. You know who you are.
Hey!
Oh, no! We're not having this talk here, Aaron!
Hey, thanks, Aaron.
We'll strike shout when you least expect it.
Shout outs for Tel for lurking.
Not that he'll ever know.
Yeah, not that he'll ever know.
I'm personally obligated to give a shout out to King Clock.
Yeah.
It's my thing. I have to do that. It's in my contract.
And I know there's lots of other people on this list, but we can't really go through every single one. So thank you to all of you who have stuck with Kazumatsu Reef throughout the last year and seen it this far through and like posting on the forum and contributing whatever you have contributed. Like, I appreciate it all my big Kazaku family, and Kazumatsu wouldn't be where it is today without the contributions of everyone who's contributed to it. So it goes without saying, but thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Shoutouts to Tasty Medici.
Are you referring to yourself?
No.
Hey, before we close this out, can we get those predictions for the next year?
Holy Breaker 3. Oh, we forgot Holy Breaker. Not that that's really, like...
Because I'm the only person on Kazumatsuri that owns it.
Oh, wow, I forgot you owned it. But do you own Holy Breaker 2?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, he owns two that's copies of Holy Breaker
1.
Truly
impressive.
Yeah.
Bionic, that's sick. AB2 will remain in Purgatory. Ironcast says the rewrite anime will be shipped, but pretty cool if you read
that's
the VN.
That's the point of Angel Beats.
Bionic says, Owari no Hoshi Book Club...
Oh yeah, that's actually happening. Don't make a joke of that.
So your prediction is correct. Good job.
Oh yeah, actually, you win.
I have a prediction. Kevin Book Club will be delayed again.
I'm gonna delete that one because we know what's gonna happen.
DJ says a book club that's not a Kivian. Maybe one day.
It'll happen eventually. Like, I definitely want to do the tactics stuff at least.
Come on up, Fanon. You've got one. I know you do. More memes.
Wow, that's a safe one.
Who becomes a meme, though? That's what we need to. That's the real question.
Yeah,
who
will be 2016's meme?
Yeah. Who's going to dethrone Aspie?
I think Yurian is gonna find, like, he's going to become one with the meme, and he's gonna finally confront Aspie.
I think
with his newfound meme
status.
I think
Helios Alpha will become the next meme.
No, he's too good for that.
I don't want to ruin
No, that's a bold prediction. I like that.
I've been corrupting him with my ways. He'll be the next meme, just see what.
Franco says, once Yarian dons the lolly cosplay, he shall become meme destroyer of Aspies.
Okay, guys, what are your predictions?
Alright, our predictions.
I predict that June Model will release Owari no Hoshi 2 in his own solo album.
Ooh. I really want to admire the solo album bad.
That'd be pretty
good. We need Hikikomori no Uta. We didn't even mention that. Fucking Hikikomori no Uta, guys. That was hype as shit.
Yeah, it's really good. I listen to it very often.
Rabla, give us a prediction.
I predict I'll make a topic on the forum related to Key.
Hey!
Well, you're predicting something relating to yourself, so you may just make it come true. So, that's
so
kind
I can
of an
win.
Unfair prediction.
No one said it had to be fair.
Angel Beats will get a VN.
Dude, what? No, come on, dude.
You're kidding. You've got to be kidding me.
Wasn't that
not
like the end of the year? Maybe
we say this joke every year. It still hasn't happened. It's not gonna happen this year. Come on.
My prediction is the rewrite anime will actually be tolerable despite people's expectations.
My prediction is that Bonecast is going to be on two podcasts. Just two.
Ooh.
Two.
Just two.
That's kind of, that's, it's like if you say he's going to be on a podcast,
you'd be risking
it's like
saying
a pretty
one.
Good one. But to say specifically two is bold.
Yeah.
It's like, not more, not less.
Here.
Two. Exactly two.
But even Bonecast thinks that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm but like no one expected him to be
no,
on
he
any
was
this
saying,
year.
He was saying that
so he thinks
ABV
he's gonna be on
ridiculous.
one now. It's gonna be on two. It's gonna be two. For sure.
Okay, for sure.
I predict that Ian will return with a third alt and Lolly Lolly Hunters will merge with the Rebellion to take him down.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, we can do that.
Is this the plot of the Kazumatsuri? Is this the plot of the Kazumatsuri movie?
Hey,
trailer coming soon.
Aspie, don't talk about that. That's a secret.
We haven't announced that yet. Cut it from. Oh no, it's already in. Oh.
Thanks for joining me for this podcast, guys. It's been an awesome fun just chatting with you guys, and hopefully, like anybody listening to this, can get a feel of what Kazumatsuri is like when we're not recording. I guess
shout out.
Just join the Discord voice chat because it's awesome and lots of fun like this and. But it'll probably have more.
Maybe you will be shouted out next year.
Just like in a few hours, we're actually going to be having our Kazumatsuri party. I'm hoping most of you guys will be able to will be there to join in. But we're all gonna get on video, get on webcam, suit up, and drink possibly alcohol, possibly not,
possibly chocolate milk,
possibly chocolate milk, and we're going to do a toast to. A whole 2 years of Kazumatsuri. So, thanks for an amazing year, and here's to many more amazing years to come, guys. I love you guys. Let's see you next year for another stupid drunk call. Catch you later, guys.
Ore wa daisuki da!